Hello, Tyler.
Good afternoon, folks in NFB Federation family. I'm here this afternoon to kind of go over how you can do your own podcast. I'm going to go over real quick about how you can use Anchor.fm. And it's a sister company to Spotify Music Service. I've only been using it for the past few months, but I really have enjoyed it. I've been surprised how easy it's been to sit and navigate through. You can record from anywhere in the world. You can record from your computer. You can record from your iPhone. You can add background music to your podcast when starting your podcast. Say if you're talking about sports or whatever, you can add they give you the option to add like a soft theme to start out, and then you just go on about your topic. You can get samples of audio recordings from your phone, iPad, or a desktop computer using the Anchor's recording tools. You can sync your sync your podcast across all your devices in your home, Amazon Alexa, your Kindle, whatever you may have. The episode builder, you can craft your episode by using blocks of audio segments. So like if you start out doing sports and talking about the NFL and how good they're doing and go over some sports scores and stuff like that, and then you want to move over to golf or whatever, or maybe you want to do something historic, like talk about Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb. You could use music to separate those segments professionally. If you mess up on something, say if you're in the middle of interviewing somebody and you cough or whatever, you can trim that. You can edit that out. That way, it doesn't show up in the actual distribution that you send out to everybody. And Anchor.fm is on about 10 platforms, including Spotify, Apple, Google, a lot of others that are less known. Their names escape me at the moment. If you have something to go along, you can do archived audio or video. Like if you are talking about something historic, you can get stuff off of YouTube or Google Video and just show 10-second snippet if you'd like. You can mix it in and it's done very professionally. I haven't done that yet. I want to work with it. And if you do have a subscription to Spotify, you can add music from your library as an exit background. Like I work at Walmart. It was just a busy day and I selected a song. I forget what it was. And it played like 30 seconds of it. And I can't believe it let me do that. Now, there are some artists that will say you can't use my song because of copyright. And that's understandable. I get that because I'd want to be paid too if that were my music. Voice messages. This is another cool thing. If you can't think of topics to talk about, you can have your listeners say, leave you a message saying, I want to hear you do a podcast about traveling, the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone National Park, Paris, France, cruises. I mean, the topics are endless. Anchor.fm. I haven't had a problem with them yet. I haven't had a hiccup with them. It's done very professionally. I believe the app launched around 2018 as an independent, and then Spotify bought them and greatly expanded upon it. Something, unfortunately, I couldn't find is a list of key commands for settings and stuff, because Anchor.fm has a five-step process. Like you record your podcast, then you name your pod, you do a name your podcast. You got to pick a category to where it would best fit. You get to name the episode one, season one, and you get to pick how many podcasts you do. There's no limit to how many podcasts you want in a season. So you could do 20 a year, then you could come back the next year and do 15, or you could do one every day. It just depends what you want to do.
Tyler?
Yes, sir.
So is this an app, or do you have to use it from your computer, and is it accessible?
I have heard from Michael Loft. He was talking to somebody the other day. The user was using this, and it is a little shaky for totals.
The recording, all that's fine. It's just the editing process, if you want to clean it up, that they found it was better to put it over on a computer, finish it up that way.
So, yes, it is an app that you download. There's an iPhone version, and it's available for Google. If you wanted to do something about a podcast about vending, what you do every day to get people people interested, this would be a great way to expand. And like I said, you have over 10 different platforms you can distribute this to, and it can go to anywhere in the world.
So is there a cost involved, and do you have to set up an account?
It's free. All you do is set up an account and you go. There's okay. No anchor. I thought that too. There's no anchor premium. Like pay $4.99 a month or $9.99 a month to get extra features. It's all right here, right at your fingertips.
Okay, so can you integrate that with social media? So when you get a new podcast out, it goes up to your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
Yes, it does. Yeah, okay. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Hangouts, even though that's going away. You can distribute it anywhere in the world on any platform. The possibilities are endless.
Now, talk a little bit, because when people want to do a podcast, there's a lot of things they don't think about, like subject matter. You think, like you said, how often are you going to do it? You write down some topics, things you want to cover. Are you going to interview people? And what is your process for reaching out and getting to know those people? Does it have any mechanism like that where you can actually interview someone, interview either with some kind of voice chat capability, or is it just strictly for recording locally?
It does have a chat capability. So they thought of that because of COVID and everything. They didn't have that at first, but they just started that. Like I have a gentleman, he's an author, and he wants me to interview him, and I'm going to interview him here in a couple weeks. It all depends on who you know. You just got to reach out through Facebook. Just get to know the person. Let them know you're with your Anchor podcast. Just don't send them a random message, however. Just let them know what you want to do. I know people that have interviewed people from Bosma on certain subjects have been very successful.
Something else very important is people want stats. They want to see their numbers. Do you get to see how many people listen to your show, or what times a day or countries?
Yeah. Okay, here's stats. You can track metrics for multiple platforms, including it's powered by Spotify, all on a single dashboard, so you don't have to click five different places to view stats for this brand, that brand. It all comes across as, like, you can see how many people is listening in the USA, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Iran, wherever you want to distribute at. And it even shows how long your listeners are using to your podcast. Like, oh, this listener got bored and only listened to a minute and 30 of your travel podcast or your sports. So you know, maybe I don't want to do that. It's not interesting my listeners very well. I want to pick something better, like video games or history. And like, I'm very interested in television and radio history, stuff from the 20th century. So that's a specialty topic of mine. So I'm very educated in that. So I might do a couple podcasts on that.
So once you've decided on your topic and you've laid out your plan and you've put together your podcast, does it give you, I know you said there's several platforms you can put it on, but does it give you the capabilities to target an audience? For instance, if you're doing a sports podcast, does it give you the ability to send that out into certain areas, or to label it in such a way that if somebody is searching for sports podcasts, it would come up?
That's where the categories thing comes in. It might even come up over surrounding subcategories or surrounding categories like news, maybe entertainment. But as far as like travel and dining and food, my podcast would show up there because it's sports. That has nothing to do with food, has nothing to do with sports. Anchor has over like 50 categories that you can pick from. Like I just did one on religion and spirituality. So I put it under that category. And if people are looking for something like that, I'd show up.
If I go on my iPad and I open my Apple Podcasts app, would it show up in that app, or does it show up on Anchor stuff only?
You would just hit the syndicate button when you would have a podcast, and it would syndicate it to Apple, Spotify, or Google. Like if you have an Apple podcast and want to switch to Anchor, you can do that too. Okay. And you can run it on both platforms, Anchor and Apple, simultaneously, and just to keep expanding your audience.